Let me decompose myself. Okay, listen to this. I just drove in from L.A. and boy, are my arms tired. No, I didn't tell that to women.
Balky, I'd love to hear a joke, but I'm kind of busy.
Oh, listen, what you are doing?
Well, I'm making my selections for the football pool at work.
Football pool?
The football pool.
Well, feed me garlic and call me stinky. I didn't even know they had a pool at work, let alone one large enough to play football in.
Balky, a football pool is like a lottery. For a dollar, you pick the teams you think are going to win on Sunday, and whoever picks the most winners wins.
Wow. What does the winner who picks the most winners wind up winning?
Well, usually around $65.
Get out of the city! $65? I want to play. Here's my dollar. What do I do next?
Well, just circle all the teams you think are going to win. Now, Balky, keep in mind, picking winning football teams is very complicated. If you have any questions at all, don't be afraid to ask.
Where do I turn this in? Okay, no, that wasn't it. I got it. I just took a bus in from Denver, and boy, are my arms tired. Wait a minute, no. That wasn't it.
I didn't think so.
Boy, comedy's tough.
Bartokomus, I don't know how you did it, but you won the football pool.
Balky won the football pool?
Balky won the football pool?
Balky won the football pool? How much did he win?
Well, you would have won $65 if it weren't for that darn immigrant rule.
Sam, give him his money or I will print the letter your ex-wife wrote to my advice column. You know, the one she signed shortchanged in Chicago.
Hey, I guess we can waive the rule this week.
Thank you, Mr. Garfield.
Lydia, I hear you got three this week. You getting outside help?
I'm gonna print the letter anyway.
Money makes the world go around the world. Go around the world. Money makes the world go around the world.
Balky. You picked all 13 winners. How'd you do that?
I don't know. It must have been my sheepherder's intuition.
Sheepherder's intuition?
Yeah, of course, and now that I look at it, it makes perfect sense. Obviously, a bronco can beat a colt. And a lion could beat a Bengal. After all, the lion is king of the jungle.
And I took the bills over the chargers because no matter how much you keep charging, sooner or later, you have to pay the bill.
Well, Balky, that's certainly a cute little system, but I wouldn't plan on you being lucky enough to win another pool with it.
Well, I'd rather have a cute little system than an empty little wallet.
Appleton, here's your pick sheet for the football pool.
I'll need one for Balky.
Why? Isn't winning the last 5 weeks in a row enough for him?
Hello, Tom? Yeah, this is Larry. Yeah, are you still betting with a bookie? Could I have his name? The Mole? Is that a family name? What, could you give me his number? Because I want to make some football bets. I've got a sure thing. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Corson. I got it now. Listen to this. I just flew in from L.A. and boy, am I tired. No. It's missing something.
Balky, what happened to you?
Oh, this just isn't my day. I was in the press room telling the guys how that I won the football pool again. And they were just slapping me on the back and slapping me on the front. I guess they forgot they had ink all over their hands.
Well, what's all this yellow and green stuff?
Oh, that would be a Denver omelet. I was in the cafeteria telling Millie, the waitress, about how that I won the football pool again. And she accidentally dropped the omelet into my lap.
Hot out of the microwave.
Balky, here's your entry for the football pool. Why don't you fill it out?
I can't, Cousin. Somebody accidentally broke the points off all my pencils.
Well, here, use mine.
Well, Balky, are you going to suck all the fun out of this week's football pool?
Oh, no. I was just about to make my picks.
Oh, may I borrow your pencil?
Sure.
Sorry.
Wait a minute, Cousin. Everything is becoming crystal light. Every time the subject of the football pool comes up, somebody has an accident. And it's always me. I think those two things are connected.
No, they're not. What do you think of the Bears this week?
Cousin, listen to me. I think everyone is angry with me for winning the football pool, and maybe I won't play this week.
No, you can't quit now.
Why not?
Well, because you made a commitment to play the football pool, and you've got to live up to that.
A commitment to who?
To who? To everyone in the pool. To the game itself. To America. To everything this country stands for. Why don't you just burn the flag while the law is still vague?
Listen, I don't want to burn the flag. I just don't want to play the football pool anymore. I don't want people to be angry with me.
Well, if you think they're angry now, just wait till you tell them you're quitting.
Well, Cousin, what if I explain to them that if I quit, they'll have a better chance of winning?
Well, Balky, no, they don't just want to win. They want to beat you.
Beat me? With a stick? Cousin, it's just a game. Don't let them beat me.
No. They don't want to beat you with a stick. They want to beat you in the pool. I tried to tell you it was complicated, but you insisted on playing. I'm afraid you're stuck. So why don't you just make your picks?
Cousin, I'll make my picks later. Right now, I got to I got to go and get the hash browns out of my pants.
Balky, what's wrong?
Well, for the past 5 weeks, I've been playing the football pool at work.
Yeah?
And for the past 5 weeks, I've won.
Oh, that would get anybody down.
Yeah. Everybody is angry with me for winning, and I wish I didn't have to play anymore.
Well, why don't you just quit?
Well, I wanted to, but Gus and Larry say that that would only make people angrier because they don't just want to win, they want to beat me.
Well, why don't you just let them?
Well, how I do that?
Well, just pick all the losers. That way you'd still be playing, but somebody else could win.
Marianne, that's brilliant.
Thanks, Balky. You inspire me.
You know, I'm perspiring a little myself.
Hi, Balky. Did you fill out your football pool?
Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Marianne. I didn't see you.
We were just about to go to the movies.
Oh, terrific. Why don't you fill out your football pool before you go? I'll take it over to Mr. Gorpley.
All right. Here it goes.
Finished? Good. Okay. Well, you two have a nice evening. Don't be out late now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Hello, is this the mole? Yes, this is Larry Appleton. Tom told me I should call. Yes, I want to bet 10 football games, $1,000 a game. That's right. 10,000 big ones.
And the Chiefs beat the Jets 45-3.
I did it. I lost every game.
I'm so proud of you. Oh,
thank you, Marianne. It'll be so nice to go to work tomorrow and not have people throw food at me.
Why wasn't Larry here to watch the games?
Oh, he went to the sports grill. They have 10 television sets there, so you can watch all the games at one time. I bet he's having the time of his life. Cousin, are you all right?
Marianne, could I talk to Balky alone?
I don't see why not. Oh, now. Oh, sure. I gotta go anyway. Bye, Balky. Mm.
Bye, Marianne.
Balky, do you realize you didn't pick one single winning team?
I know, isn't it wonderful? How did you know?
I copied your picks.
Cousin, I'm surprised at you. You know cheaters never win.
I know now. How could you lose every game?
Well, you know, cousin, in a way, it was your idea. See, you said that people would be happy if they beat me. So I decided to pick all the losers and make everybody happy.
Not everybody. Balky, I used your picks and bet $10,000 with a bookie.
You bet $10,000 with a librarian?
A bookie.
A bookie. A bookie is someone who takes bets on sporting events. And now I owe this guy $10,000.
Oh, Cousin, and you know, on Meepos, we have one of them guys, Jimmy the Geek. When you bet on the sheep races and you don't pay up, he shaves your head and calls you baldy in front of your parents. It's ugly. Very ugly.
Well, Balky, this is America. Things are a little different here. When bookies aren't paid, they have been known to break legs.
Cousin, we can't let them do that. I'm going to call the police.
No, Balky. You can't call the police.
Cousin, we have to. What they're going to do is illegal.
So is betting with a bookie.
Cousin, how could you do something you knew was illegal?
I don't know. I did it. It was stupid. I'm sorry, but what am I going to do? Balky, he knows my name. He knows where I live. He knows where I keep my knees.
Oh, cousin. What are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing I can do. I'll bet another $10,000 on tomorrow night's game.
Cousin, I don't know much about the game, but if they'll break your legs for $10,000, for $20,000, they might break something you really need.
Well, that's not going to happen. Because after you pick tomorrow night's winner, I'll be even. All right, let's see who is playing.
Now, wait just a minute. Not so fast.
What is it?
Cousin, the only way I'm going to go along with this is if you promise to never, and I mean never, ever, ever bet on a football game again.
Balky, I promise never, and I mean never, ever, ever, ever to bet on a football game again.
And promise you'll take me to Disney World.
And I promise I'll take you to Balky.
Sorry, it was worth a shot. Okay, I'll help you.
All right. Now, do whatever you need to do to get your sheep herder's intuition to kick in.
Oh, I just need to relax.
You need to relax?
Yeah.
Here, put your feet. Here, pillow.
Oh, God.
Anything else?
Could you get me Dimitri? Could you dim the lights?
All right. Here we go. Ready? All right. The Packers and the Browns. Who's going to win?
Browns, Packers. Browns or Packers? Browns or Packers? What are my choices again? No, cousin, I can't do it under this much pressure.
All right, relax. There's no pressure. There's no pressure. It's just my life! The Browns or the Packers?
The Browns.
The Browns?
Yes,
the Browns. The Browns.
They still have a shot at winning this game. Packers have the ball at their own 25. Salo's back to pass. Taste out of the pocket, going long, intercepted by the Browns.
Yes! Balky! All the Browns have to do to win is to run out 30 seconds on the clock.
Thank
you. I owe you my legs and anything else that might have been broken. Boy, after all that yelling, I could use a soda. You want one?
Sure, love one.
There's a snap. He hands off to Taylor. Taylor fumbles. He's picked up by the Packers at the 20. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. It's a foot race.
He's at the 50.
He's at the 50.
He's at the 40.
The 40.
Get him! Get him! Hard!
Get him!
He may go all the way.
Get him! Tackle him! Kill him!
He's at the 10.
No!
Down to the 5.
No!
He's down at the 1-yard line. Yeah. What a turn this game has taken.
Is that a good thing?
No. It's a bad thing. A very bad thing. Balky, I'm leaving the country.
The Packers have time for one last play.
Oh, no.
There's a snap.
Uh-oh,
Kenny Salo's back to pass.
Get him! Get him!
He scrambles right. No one's open. He starts to run.
Go for his knees!
Oh, God.
Go for his knees!
He comes back. He scrambles left.
Get him! Get him!
He slips a tackle at the 5.
Throw a cheerleader at him!
He grabs the 3. Oh, he's hit hard. He fumbles into the end zone. There's a pileup. Whoever comes up with the ball is going to be the winner.
Who has the ball?
I don't know.
They're peeling off the players. The Browns have the ball. The Browns win it. The Browns win it.
Yes! Balky!
Quarterback.
Balky! I won! I'm even. I get to keep my knees.
Oh, Balky! Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy.
Balky, I have learned my lesson. I will never bet a football game again.
Well, Carson, that's good. Sports are for fun. They shouldn't be life-threatening.
You are absolutely right. Thanks for coming to my rescue.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Coming up. And next week, I'll be flying to Atlanta. Boy, will my arms be tired.
That's it. Atlanta.